Attention, please, attention, please. This shit here feels like a whole entire world collapse. Motherfucker.
Running alongside it. See, motherfucker, we don't play for that shit. And if you want your shit back, you had to pay for that shit. Your little costume niggas, romper room niggas, get you in the night or early in the afternoon, niggas. We taking your whole shit
while we blast through.
Even the shirt off your back, nigga. Run that too.
I catch you backstage, give me the keys to the Escalade. You think you cute, ho? Take off them Gucci shades. I get my dog to do you dirty. They all 7:30, rock the ski mask. Whether it's June or February, I take your show money, take your dro money. Yo, yeah, that fool, cause I don't know money. For my peeps that hate slow money, I put them in the industry so they can come and take all your money. Wish I could bring pun back. Bitch, run that. Bitch, run that. Bitch, run that. So keep acting like you don't know where the fun's at. And I'ma show y'all motherfuckers where the gun's at. Yo, yap that bitch. She try to spaz out, then smack that bitch. Oh, you don't be rhyming, you still memorizing. Remy want them goddamn diamonds.
Snatch jewel. What? My whole family nuts. Running your stash house. Tie granny up. Make you strip butt naked. Young buck got struck with the gun butt. For trying to tuck the necklace. I'm young, hungry, armed, and reckless. On the streets with a death wish. Don't hide when you see me. I'm on the guest list.
Show no mercy. BK, nigga. Thirsty, thirsty. We bang hollows. You misrepresenting the game. Motherfucker, you lame and your chain hollow. Hit him, hit him, hit him. Flash attack. Yeah, your chain.
And a handful of fire. Eat the dirt, nigga. His bro got put in work until it hurt, nigga. Step easy out the truck, punk. Before I leave your ass leaking, I will bang to the springs and this thing starts squeaking. Die, cock sucker. Boom, bang, bang, bang. Motherfucker, what's wrong with you?
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Reckless in the building, King Reckless, and you're listening to the Reckless Effect podcast. The past month I've been transitioning and doing a couple of things, but I'm irate. I'm pissed, and I don't know how long this episode is going to be, but I just needed to talk about the situation that's going on with Kanye West. Now, we all know what's going on with Kanye, and there is a reason why I started the song with Annie Up, or started the show with Annie Up, because this, it's guns blazing, and I don't care. Listen, I've been on this podcast saying for a while that Kanye needs help. Kanye needs to get on his meds. Kanye needs to shut the fuck up, and people on his team need to be down and recognize, yo, this ain't cool. The things need to change. Like, this shit ain't, no. After the past couple of weeks and the things that he's been saying, Kanye can never come back from this. Never. Unless something incredibly huge changes. Him going on his meds, taking time out to actually reflect on the things that he said and the things that he's done. Listen, Kanye, when he was on Drink Champs, he stated, I can say anti-Semitic things and Adidas can't drop me. Now what? Well, they fucking responded by dropping him. Listen, according to Forbes, and Forbes is pretty fucking accurate with their net worths on celebrities and other people, in the moguls, basically. And according to them, his billionaire status has been stripped from him. Without Adidas backing him, he's gone from $2 billion to around $400 million. Kanye in the past has, you know, been going back and forth with Forbes, saying that they're inaccurate. He even stated that his deal with Adidas is worth $4.3 billion alone. Even if that's true, then he lost an incredible amount of money. Now, here's the thing with this Adidas deal. Now, people have been going back and forth and saying, you know, Kanye, fucking, he owns 100% of the company, so there's no way that he doesn't, that he's still not a billionaire, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing about this whole issue. I wanted to understand what the deal was and try to understand so then I can accurately say this. But according to the fashion law, West's end of the bargain, Kanye's end of the deal, he'll be, he entered the deal into 2016, and the deal was supposed to go until 2026. The arrangement was that Kanye would license the Yeezy brand name to Adidas in exchange for royalties of approximately 15% of the sales of Yeezys. That's huge. That's amazing. He even trademarked Yeezy and YZY for use on footwear and apparel, which Kanye's corporate entity licensed to Adidas for use in connection with the footwear collection. Basically, Kanye is able to monetize this intellectual property and bring in royalties while still maintaining complete ownership of the brand. That is truly important. It's unheard of. Adidas bet on they will recoup any money. Now, in terms of the products themselves, though, that's the other thing. Adidas was in charge of design and manufacturing, and it gained ownership of the designs as part of the deal with relevant trademark, copyright, and patent registrants for the hot-selling sneakers. That's according to the fashion law and six other sources that I went through to try to fully understand his deal. Because if you own the name, but you license it out to a company and they hold the copyrights, trademarks, patents for your designs or the designs for that name, you're a fucking idiot for signing that deal. Because basically, they can make shit that is similar to it, similar to what is attached to your name, and you can't bitch about it because they own the rights to be able to do anything with their designs and patents. So when Kanye went out there and said, oh, they raped me for my shit. No, shut up, because you're the one who signed the deal thinking you had ownership of everything, but you don't. That's the bottom line. These the rights go from the 350 trademarks to design patents for the Yeezy Boosts, Adidas and other big brands assuming ownership of designs that result from collaborations in which they are involved in is not in any way uncommon. In fact, contracts that parties like Kanye enter into with brands like Adidas routinely include ironclad clauses that mandate that they are assigning any such rights to their collaborative partner. We all saw that shit happen with Nike and Converse. Come on, son. And the crazy thing is, there are people that I see that are like, yo, that's a breach of contract because they can't just release Kanye like that. Yes, they can, because just like any other company that's fucking smart, when you sign a deal, there is a morality clause attached to that deal, meaning you fuck up and step out of line that embarrasses the company and affects our bottom line. We have the right to drop you without breach of contract, without you trying to sue, because morality clauses are fucking solid, because it is up to the determination of the company. They can decide what is going against their idea of morality. And when you go out and spew this nonsense against a particular group of people, yes, we will fucking drop you. You deserve it, you asshole. And anybody that is trying to step on the side of Kanye and say that's still not right, no, that is contract, that's business, and people are losing their minds over that. You don't know business then if you are trying to argue that Kanye is being screwed here, that Kanye is right. No, Kanye's not right. You need to let that go. Kanye is wrong, 100% wrong, because he stepped out of line, and any business would be perfectly well within their rights to let you go. That's the bottom line. That is the truth. And look, not only Adidas did he lose. He lost Balenciaga. He lost Anna Wintour. He lost Vogue. JP Morgan Chase was like, fuck your money. Take that shit somewhere else. Send it to Bank of America. Some bullshit. His lawyer dropped him. PR teams, his fucking documentary crew that was making this fucking film about him dropped out. Fuck no, they don't want to deal with his shit either. This man went from prominence and being highly revered as one of the greatest minds in music to a complete narcissistic and racist idiot, spewing words of hate and vile about a group of people. That sounds like what white people do to us all the time. Every day. Every day. We hear about this shit. There's fucking a race going on for governor in fucking Florida, and Ron DeSantis is like, no, we're not going to teach race theory because it's wrong to teach these kids that America was stolen land. Are you kidding me? You mean you want to rewrite history? Like, it's not nothing new, to be honest with you. We all know that white people, that history is told by the victors. We know this. But to completely deny any of that openly is a fucking embarrassment. And this is the shit that Kanye feels like is free thinking and he wants to protect. Yeah, I agree. We should be allowed to say whatever the fuck we want to. But at the same time, we can't get mad about how anybody responds to us. We shouldn't. Because the fact of the matter is, if we allow everybody to really exercise that free thought, that free will to say whatever the fuck they want to say, we have to expect discourse. We have to expect somebody with opposition saying whatever the fuck they want to say. And we see it every day. Democrats versus Republicans, black versus white. We see it every day. But the ones who are losing the fight are the ones who openly speak nonsense and bullshit and racist fucking just and homophobic rhetoric. Those are the ones who are losing because we are evolving as a people. We see that the shit of old cannot be repeated today. The shit of old that was normal, that was normalized by all these people that was in power, that shit's not going to be okay anymore. That shit doesn't fly no more. Not anymore. This man went out of his fucking way over the past month saying simply disgusting things. And just in this month alone, I mean, on October 4th, right? This man at on his Instagram after a fashion show, he said, Bernard Arnault killed my best friend in regards to the untimely death of Virgil Abloh. Rest in peace to that genius. If you don't know who Bernard is, this man is the CEO of Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy. That man is the third or fourth richest man on the fucking planet. And you're gonna say that word? He said Lizzo being overweight is, quote, the genocide of the black community. Sure, yeah, we know black people tend to get overweight. We tend to get hypertension, diabetes faster than any other race. We die from those things more than any other race. We do. We know that. We understand that. But to point the finger at people and say you're fat and hurt them when we don't know their issues, we don't know what's going on. I've seen so many episodes of My 600-Pound Life, and then I hear the psychology behind the people who are overweight and why they are the way that they are. And I hear the same things over and over. Trauma, trauma, trauma. The most painful experiences that these people go through. And we're just, what? It's not okay? Fuck you? You're fat, that's your problem? Kanye used to say, I'm all about love. Love, man. We can love our enemies. And for the most part, I was like, you know what? Even though Kanye was a dumbass and said slavery was a choice, and to those people who are like, yo, you gotta listen to the other shit that he was saying and the why he said what he said. I did. I listened to that interview 5 fucking times today, and all I heard was him doubling down on that. He didn't explain why he felt that way about slavery back then. He was saying slavery today is a mindset that we are all trapped in. That is not the same thing. Anybody that's listening to me, that's not the same thing. Slavery then was not a fucking choice, because that's what he was saying. 400 years? And y'all lived like that? That sounds like a choice. And then he went on to talk about how people today are trapped in this prison, because I don't see it as, you know, if we say slavery, then it's too specific to black people. But I'm trying to say that prison is more of it's a black and white thing. It's a human experience, you know, because we are all humans. That's a direct quote. So if you want to go and play that back, please try to explain that shit away. Because the reality is, this man doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. But back to my point, when he was talking about love, love for one another, reaching your hand across the aisle against somebody who views things differently, and hopefully choosing love will ultimately win out. But that was only 4 years ago. What happened in the 4 years to make him say, I'm gonna go Death Con 3 on all you Jewish people who fuck with me? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking listen to me. Listen, if you really don't think that there's anything wrong with him saying any of that shit, I would like to play a game with you. And this game is simple. It is very simple. It's called Guess Who Said It? I need some applause. I keep saying that, but anyway, here's the quote. Who said this? This goal must include freeing the American media and government from subservient Jewish interests. Who said that? Because if you're sitting there saying, oh, well, since you're talking about Kanye, it has to be Kanye, or I don't remember him saying something specifically like that, you'd be wrong. Kanye did not say that. Yep, that was David Duke. Yeah. But what about this, though? But the media, because of the incredible Jewish extremist domination in the media, especially American media and the Hollywood media, we seldom hear about Jewish fundamentalism. We seldom hear about Jewish extremism. We don't hear this in the media because they, in fact, dominate the media. Who do you think said that? Sounds like something Kanye would say. Actually, it sounds like something he was talking about on Piers Morgan. But in reality, again, that was David Duke. If you're sitting there listening to those two statements that I just said and you're thinking to yourself, damn, that sounds just like Kanye. And if you don't know who David Duke is, please go Google this man. But we all should know who he is. He was the Grand Wizard of the KKK, baby. If we all don't like this man for what he used to say, no, not what he used to say, what he says to this day, if we don't like the KKK and what they stand for, fuck all that they have to say, why do we allow Kanye to say any of the shit that he says? Because to be honest with you, if you are sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Kanye got some few points and, you know, he's making a lot of sense, and you're quoting around some of the issues to try to get to the main point because you want to settle on this, then you, my friend, are the same type of person that would believe in this following statement. Well, in Illinois, the age of consent is 16 years old. So R. Kelly really didn't do anything wrong, you know? I just got chills saying that. Because the reality is, that is the truth. That makes sense. But any person in their right mind would still say that's a baby. They don't know nothing. That's still wrong. That's the age of consent. So why are we tripping off of R. Kelly? Because if you're only looking at R. Kelly and saying, well, he's only slept with 14-year-olds, that's not true, because there is proof that he slept with between the ages of 14 and 17. We all know this. And the woman that he's currently involved with, she was 16 when they met and slept together. It's been admitted. Word. The people that are defending Kanye West are the same ones that are listening to Bump and Grind and Ignition, thinking that, oh, well, I can separate the art from the artist. Listen, I have said this time and time again, I'm a huge Kanye West fan. I was a fan of College Dropout. I love Graduation. I love Late Registration. I love Kanye and his genius. But I will say this again. I don't give a fuck if I have if another Kanye West album drops ever, if that man is getting the help that he needs. There might be some people out there, and I've seen it, and this is wild to me. There are people out there that are actually saying that, well, Kanye never actually said that he has mental issues. Oh, that's bullshit, because in 2017, when he did that, the seven single, the five album drop that he did that summer, the summer of Kanye, he came out and said, yeah, I have been diagnosed with bipolar depression, but I don't take my meds because my bipolar is my superpower. He said that. He meant it. But then when someone says, damn, Kanye's off his meds, he should really get some help, he then comes back and says, I don't want you to diminish that I'm mentally ill. What the fuck? You are off your meds and you're trying to dismiss all of the crazy shit that you're saying, thinking that it's free thought. Listen to me. I had this conversation just a couple of days ago with somebody about the Bible and how do we know that those people were actually talking to God? How do we know that for sure? Because in this day and age, we commit people and call them schizophrenic whenever they do anything or acts that they say that they believe were voices from God. God maybe do, I heard him. We label them as crazy, schizophrenic. We lock them up. We send them away. We put them in a padded room, feed them Jell-O, and continue on about our way. But we open this book full of people who have never met God, and they're talking about this. That is where we're at. We're listening to a man who's saying that he's going with whatever the voices tell him, whatever he's thinking about. We are listening to him say this out loud, that this is where God is pushing him. But we still support him? We as black people, this is my big problem. I love my people, and I will ride for my people. But the one thing that I don't understand is why is it that we see somebody who is clearly in pain, clearly who needs help, clearly that is off their fucking mind, and we still support them. When Kanye was talking about, oh, slavery was a choice. Slavery was a choice. And we had the fucking nerve to make excuses and still go buy shit. And I'm not even discounting fucking Adidas at this point. But let me talk to my people first. When it comes to blackness and a black man is talking about his people, diminishing his people and saying negative and hurtful, painful things about our people, we make excuses. We make all the excuses in the world and try to support him and say, oh, yeah, psh, well, you don't know. And then he does some anti-Semitic shit and you're still like, psh, well, he kind of right. No, that goes back to my R. Kelly statement. It goes right back to that. We can't keep making excuses for the ones who are continuously fucking up. We can make excuses for the people who fuck up once, who do dumb shit once, twice maybe. We can even make excuses for people who have completely understood their actions in the past and have done everything in their power to do things right, to do things better, because it's important to them that their legacy does not end with that negativity. We see it all the time. We've seen people in prison. We've seen Tukey Williams. We all know who he is in the story of that legend. Everything that he did when he was a Crip, everything that he did out in the streets, but when he got to prison, something changed. He changed. He grew and evolved. This man was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Are you kidding me? He outlived his demons. It became something different because he needed to. Because there's no way in hell that he was going to leave this earth becoming this street legend, even though he still is. I've met many a Crip who still reveres him. I hear people talking about Larry Hoover, and I still don't. This is neither here nor there, and I'm getting off topic. But the point is that there are people who go out their way to make a fucking difference. People in prison going in with no high school education, coming out with a bachelor's, changing their fucking lives and starting businesses and doing everything that they can in the hood to make sure that the young ones don't repeat the same mistakes. But we don't glorify their names. We don't put that shit out there. We don't make them shine. We don't. And it's painful to see. But we'll make this guy Kanye, shine. Why are we holding on to what he did in the past? Why are we holding on to that greatness? Why? Because we don't want to tear a black person down? Word. He's already doing it to us. So why should we give a fuck? That's a real question. Why should we? Even Donald Trump said this man was acting crazy. Acting too crazy and he needs help. Kanye's going to every platform. And you're thinking, oh, he's trying to make a point. He's trying to make a point about what? Because the scary thing is, if his point is that the Jewish community has a stronghold on everybody, and we need to do something to correct that, I'm sorry, but didn't we watch what happened in Charlottesville or in Charts? You know, did we see that? Didn't we? They will not replace us. Do we not remember this? I just don't understand. When the KKK or anybody that was a white supremacist talking about how black people in this country needs to be taken care of, they need to leave this country and leave it to the Americans and the European Americans. When Ronald Reagan in the 70s, when the Black Panthers were coming into power and they knew the law and they were loading up and getting guns and they were making a point and they were going across the aisle and talking to the poor white people. They were talking to the poor Mexicans. They were talking to all ethnicities that were affected by the government because their fight was always with the government. What did Ronald Reagan do? He made sure to change the laws, made it harder for black people. Gun laws are inherently racist in this country. People fight for the right to own a gun. They'll kill for the right to own a gun. But they'll be and they don't even realize that it was to make sure that black people don't arm themselves. There are people right now who are trying to fight for segregation, to try to bring that back, to try to separate these schools. Why? Kanye's not trying to make that point. Kanye's not trying to make any point. Kanye's just lost his mind. And we can make excuses and say all the things that we've been saying. Oh, he's still hurt because he lost his mom. Then this nigga needs to go to therapy. He's done everything except go to therapy. Surround himself with people that is willing to help him. He armed himself with a t-shirt that says White Lives Matter. Because it's counter to Black Lives Matter. That's a black man doing that. Negating all the pain and the hurt that black people have been feeling. Diminishing the voice of the voiceless. His comments about George Floyd, yeah, if I was in that family, I'd fucking sue his ass too. $250 million is not enough, but it's a good dent. Take everything that man got. Fuck him. People out there trying to defend Kanye, why? Kanye does not give a fuck about you. And you can argue and say, oh, celebrities don't give a fuck about you. Why are you even... No. We hold him in high regard for a fucking reason, but that reason is not as important as the shit that he's pulling now. This man is trying to be such a free thinker and a free thought and try to be free, but this man put his album Donda 2 on a platform that nobody fucking owns. Nobody. And then he's mad that it's not selling. The fuck? Really? And they dropped him. Everybody dropped him. And you want to know why they did? Business. Not just because he's a fucking idiot, but business. So let's look at this Adidas thing. Because when he made this deal with Adidas, it was before he said slavery was a choice. But anything that's anti-blackness, nobody gives a fuck about. He wasn't losing his deals over anti-blackness. He wasn't losing deals because he's targeting and diminishing the sanctity of the home by shitting on his wife and his kids. He wasn't dropped because he made threats and lies and bullshit about Pete Davidson. And that's my man's. I love Pete Davidson. But we wasn't saying shit about that. Them companies, they wasn't saying shit about that. They wasn't trying to drop him over that shit because it's money at the end of the day. Because when it comes to black people and black issues, fuck it. Who cares? Those companies don't really give a fuck. But when you say something about the Jews, you think that that's the reason why they dropped? Nah. They dropped them because their stocks were dropping. They were plummeting. And those analysts were saying to him, yo, if you're going to try to save any of your money, you need to drop him immediately. And they did because it's business at the end of the day. Those businesses don't want to fuck with Kanye. Kanye, I can't believe I'm actually saying this. Kanye took his name, Yeezy, and went to Skechers. He went to Skechers, bro. And they escorted him out the building. Let that sink in. You want to side with the man that Skechers doesn't even want? Skechers signed Tony Romo. But they won't fuck with Yeezy? And that's the side you're standing on? Word? Y'all fools. Y'all being fooled. At the end of the day, you're just siding with somebody that you used to know and fail to accept who he is today. That's word. This man is not who we once thought, and he'll never be again. It's time for my people to step up and say no more of this bullshit. No more. Kanye's done. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And what's sad is that I own his vinyls. And I'm never going to play that shit again. I don't care about the nostalgia. I don't care how it made me feel. On my walks home, I would listen to Kanye. When I'm training or I'm feeling away, I listen to Kanye, but not anymore. Why support a man who's losing everything by choice? It's kind of poetic. He's losing everything, and that's his choice. So, I'm gonna play this and fuck Kanye.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about a thing you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me, cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher. When you start to stutter, that's when you had enough of fighting it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should've broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imaginate, then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up, freeze, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait till he say play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge, be a whole of record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily, so pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the R, so stop yelling, save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a rector fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke, cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I get furious quick, and I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeball swell. Guide you out of triple stage darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone, cause the heat is on. You see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.